Flashback, Elizabeth Warren called for all options on the table with Iran. By Hannah Blow on January 4, 2020. Massachusetts Senator and presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren, DMA, once called for the United States to leave all options on the table regarding Iran. The 2011 flashback surfaced following her condemnation of the reckless move that resulted in the elimination of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. The Pentagon confirmed in a statement that the U.S. airstrike eliminated former terror chief Soleimani and cited his purported plans to attack American service members and diplomats in Iraq and throughout the region. This strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans, the Pentagon stated. The United States will continue to take all necessary action to protect our people and our interests wherever they are around the world. While Warren acknowledged the terrorist leader's role as a murderer responsible for the deaths of thousands, she described Trump's decision as reckless. Soleimani was a murderer, responsible for the deaths of thousands, including hundreds of Americans, she tweeted. But this reckless move escalates the situation with Iran and increases the likelihood of more deaths and new Middle East conflict, she continued. Our priority must be to avoid another costly war. Nonetheless, the presidential hopeful carried a different tune in 2011. When asked to respond to Iran's refusal to pull back on its nuclear program and the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency's indication that Iran was lying about developing atomic weapons, Warren suggested that the U.S. leave all options on the table. Oh, this is serious. I mean, when we're talking about the development of nuclear weapons by a state that is enormously dangerous, Warren said, we're talking about destabilizing an entire region. This is about as serious as it gets. When asked how the U.S. should respond, Warren emphasized the importance of leaving all options on the table. I think the answer is we leave all options on the table. And we do what I think President Obama has been remarkably good at in foreign affairs over the last couple of years. And that is nuanced responses, she said, warning against chest thumping. I think you leave the options on the table, she repeated. When pressed, Warren did not dismiss the call for military action. I think the right way to say it is you leave the options on the table. I think that is the sensible approach, and I think the president has taken a very nuanced response, and I think that's right, she said. This is one of those one day at a time. You don't stand back and make demands that you don't want to have to follow through, she added.